Hello, it's Paul Hopkins on December the 7th, I think. Missed a couple of advents, so I'm going to do some backfilling on that, hopefully, as time goes on. So, you know, it will be something like was meant to be, blah-de-blah. But yeah, this is the December the 7th. I'm on a train outside Watford Junction, trying to get in to Watford Junction in order that we can then get towards Euston. And there's all sorts of delays going on lately on the train. So two people trying to jump on a freight train, apparently, plus some delays. So there you go. I'm sitting in first class with a nice £10 upgrade for the weekend to said accommodation in terms of my travelling. So what have we got for you today? Well, today I have a little trip that I made with Usher to a dog boutique. I don't think I'll be doing it again. It was a little experiment. I'm not really sure that I like said places. But anyway, we went, and I've got that to play for you. If you want to get involved audio advent, then it's hashtag audio advent. So you can get into that by following. And basically, all you need to do is put your hashtag audio advent, and then you can be involved and make us an advent that we have to open. Simple as that, really. An audio advent. We have to tap it to open it. Okay, here's mine anyway, and I hope you enjoy it. Luxury items for dogs. Happy to sell some Christmas trees and scary tools. First Christmas party, at least I think it's his first Christmas party. Christmas dinner. With us, with our work colleagues, my work colleagues, I thought it would be only appropriate that he has some fitting attire. So, follow us as we go on our travels. So we're here with... What is your place called?
It's Topsy's Pet Boutique.
Topsy's Pet Boutique, yeah, she did tell me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I need to probably look at them really, but it needs to be something that's not too obstructive for him, really.
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, the antlers are these.
They just sit.
Go on over the
sit.
Kid. They're dressing up things, so
yeah, yeah.
You just put it on the kind of his nose through. It's got elastic at the bottom.
So how would that go on him?
It kind of so you
over
put
his
it,
head.
Put his head, his face through it.
Through that way.
There's a hole here,
yeah, yeah.
So I feel there's like
yeah,
that.
And it stretches
and that
over.
Would, yeah, and that so the little elastic bit would go under his chin.
Yeah, well, he likes
like
that.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit higher up. Like
oh,
that,
okay. Oh, don't you look good, Ush? What do you
they're
think?
They're quite cute.
They
yeah.
are quite cute.
They're a good size for him as well.
They are. Okay.
And then they wouldn't be, you know, we wouldn't get in his way.
No,
too
that's just he's going to wear
and
them
on the way.
And you
can always just pull them down a little bit or put
yeah,
them off.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That won't annoy him. That's
no,
just around
no.
his collar. That'll be fine.
Yeah.
Do you think that's probably the one that you'd recommend?
I think so. I think
yeah,
they're quite
yeah.
cute. They stand out quite nicely against
okay.
his fur and stuff, I'd say.
Oh, you don't have yeah, any, they don't light up or anything, do they?
No, they're just red and green.
Oh, wait. Yeah, he is. He's really good. He's going to be like that because he's like obviously looking at where you're
yeah.
going grooming. So what do you do grooming wise? Can I might as well talk to you about that because I think I don't want to do it loads because of his
yeah.
oil and everything in his skin
yeah,
and I suppose
course.
You'd say the same, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean
because he's a working dog
yeah,
in that
exactly.
sense.
She does do she's got a couple of labs that are regular.
Tell me if he's going for anything he shouldn't and I'll
no,
stop him.
He's just having
sniff.
A sniff
yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Do you want me to take those? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not the groomer. She's
no,
in
no.
today.
Okay.
She does. You can just what you'd probably want is just a bath and a nail trim. Really, that's
yeah.
the only sort of thing that they for a lab because of the coat. It doesn't need a full groom.
Yeah.
They just kind of, she cleans out the ears and stuff like that. Does
oh,
the anal glands?
Okay.
Does the nails and that?
Does
kind
the
of
what?
Stuff.
The anal gland?
Yeah, just to
oh.
kind of clean them all out. Sort of
I'm
thing,
a
yeah.
bit unsure
yeah.
about that, so I might
yeah.
not ask you to do that because I don't know how that goes. I think once I have it done, it can
yeah.
be a bit kind of. And if there isn't any reason to, then I probably wouldn't do
no,
that.
No, you probably don't. No, you'd probably be all right.
And I'm reluctant to. If it's anything beyond, like, his general everyday care,
yeah.
so I probably wouldn't do that. But
no.
I can opt not to, can't I?
Yeah, yeah, of
yeah.
course, yeah.
Because I think that's kind of... I'd worry about the whole
yeah,
pet thing.
Course.
But, yeah, no, he's fine. If he was having problems, then that's a different story. But
yeah,
he's
you like those? He's dipping them.
He does. He's
what
got
do you
used
think?
To.
Don't eat them. They're not for food. They're not for food. food.
So in regards to sort of the treats and stuff, what have you got? Because I'm always looking for, I like ones that I can keep in my pocket.
Yeah.
Because I've got liver treats at the moment. But I tend to go to the obviously the normal pet shop for those sort of things. But what do you sort of say regards that?
I'm more the
nicer treats rather than this. What's that stuff they make out of, that hide, that
rawhide? Yeah. I mean, there's the two different the treats we've got. We've got little pick and mix treats, so that we only use good quality stuff. We've got like some low fat treats. Some little like they're mint. Chicken packed into a treat thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We've also got the doggy ice cream, which is it's not actually got cream in it, but it's like they call it a nutritious ice treat for dogs.
Right.
So, and that just comes in a little tub, and you keep it in the freezer, and then they just lick it out the pot.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all like it's made out of like pureed fruit, basically.
It's a bit like him having the I got a Kong for him, and he put treats in the Kong for him sometimes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
The pick and mix thing sounds quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you want to throw us a few pick and mix things?
Yeah, I'll get you a bit together for that.
But I say, avoid all the obvious raw. Yeah, but it sounds like you do anyway, so.
Yeah, we only do the good stuff. The other thing we do, if you're not keen on rawhide, because rawhide's obviously more of a chew than an immediate treat.
Yeah, it is.
We do antler chews. They're naturally, because reindeer naturally shed their antlers every year.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they kind of basically hack them into pieces, and then dogs can chew on them. They don't splinter like a bone would, so they don't go down their throat.
Oh, okay.
And you know how a rawhide goes, that really sticky, horrible stuff. They don't go like that at all.
Do they eat it?
You can feel it.
Oh, okay.
That's obviously a smaller one, because I've got a little dog.
It's quite big, isn't it? Yeah.
That's smaller, but it's kind of that stuff in the middle. They can eat that. They can eat it all, and they do chew it.
Wow.
So, but it takes forever for them to get through it.
And
so
it doesn't mess everywhere.
It doesn't go messy. It doesn't go smelly.
Oh, okay.
So they're a lot nicer.
I'm smelling that. It's almost like a little tree trunk. It reminds me of a log.
Yeah, it's like wood, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't splinter in that same way.
Well, I'll definitely get some pig and mix. Pig and mix.
I'll pop you a bit together. Just do you a little mixture of a few bits.
Hey, Osh, I'm glad we found this easy enough. If it wasn't for that dog barking.
Oh, he's naughty.
Is it your dog or...?
No, it's the dog next door. Though mine actually does bark. She's just not here.
Yeah.
They're both, because then you can hear them through the wall.
Yeah.
And if one of them barks, then the other one starts barking, and then they're barking at each other. And
so do you sell stuff online?
We do, but not as much as we sell in store.
Yeah.
We don't want to sell sort of the slightly nicer bits and bobs.
Yeah, yeah, because people come and look at them and stuff. You'll have to give me a number in a sec then, because I've just recorded just a little bit, and as I said, I would, and just so that, as I said, loads of people will hopefully listen and decide what they want to do.
Yeah.
But especially if it's an online, because most people I know are kind of, there's a lot of the college at Queen Alexandra College in Courtauld.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I live not far from
there. So there's a lot of us there. But then there's quite a few that live around Harborne as well.
Oh, right.
And obviously Birmingham, and then the world.
Yeah,
so people can order from the UK.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Lovely.
So I'll have an antler thing.
Yeah.
I've got my pick and mix.
Lovely.
I've got his reindeer antlers.
Yeah, I'll just grab the antler.
He looks awesome.
An antler that's going to be the right sort of size for him.
He's got his LED lights, so I've got these. They, because I don't want to wear reflectors and stuff, so I put those on him. So he's got one on his lead and two on the harness. Yeah.
About the right size for you, my
love.
Thank you.
She's talking to you, Wash.
Yeah. Do you remember? He's quite a big boy, aren't you?
He likes jingle, doesn't he?
Yeah, they're just the tags on the
Are they?
On the thing. Yeah.
This is all for you, this is Ush.
Exciting, isn't it?
I am. I mean, they tell you not to be overkill with the treats and stuff, but I'm not. But
no.
I just think I ask him to do a lot, really.
Yeah,
and like, we go to London loads and all sorts.
It's
so
good to reward them, isn't it?
It is, I think.
Yeah.
And like things like escalator, he doesn't go on moving escalators at the moment.
Mm.
That's a whole debate. We're thinking of see if I can get him trained to do them. But he still gets a reward, even if I turn the escalator off, we go down a non-moving one, because they're almost like
horizontal.
They're almost like vertical when they go down, aren't they?
I know.
It's a big ask.
It is.
But unfortunately, that means he hunts out escalators to go down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You like them, do you?
He does.
He's funny bit. Funny boy.
He is. He's got a brilliant personality.
He's lovely. I love labs.
Yeah. He's a lab retriever cross, so he's kind of probably got the best of both worlds in that
definitely.
Sense. Oh, yeah, his coat
his
as well.
His coat's nice. He's
got a beautiful coat.
If I was going to have a... Because I've got a really tiny little dog. That's if I was going to have a big dog, that's what I'd have.
Look at his tail.
I've got the space for one at the moment.
Yeah. All the time he waggles his tail.
Yeah. Beautiful. What can you smell under there? There's absolutely nothing exciting.
Believe me, you know what dogs are like. He's a microscopic food vacuum. He'll like anything. If he thinks there's a bit of food, he'll lick it.
Well, these. The tiny little treat.
Oh, you know what? Now he'll be coming in all the time. Come on, Usher.
Yeah, you don't want that there.
Yes, thank you for that. Sit down. Sit. Oi, listen to me. Sit. Good boy. Good boy. Stay. Good
right.
boy. Little treat you've got. You bad boy you will when it comes to treats, won't it? Stay there. That's a good boy. You stay there.
You come in and say hello.
Absolutely.
My dog's in, I have to shut her away. She's too noisy.
Hey Ush, look at you.
Shall I pop all of these in a bag?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, that'd be awesome.
I'm just looking to see if you've got any small
bags. Oh, don't worry if you haven't. I can put them in this. I'll give you the best Smith one.
I've got knowledge.
You're a good boy, Usher. Okay.
That's just 13 pounds, please.
Okay. Got a card.
Yeah.
Oops. That's not too good.
No, I don't care.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir. And the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell.
So there you have it, there's my little advent audio for today. That was Ush getting a little treat. We didn't keep the thing on for very long, to be honest. He had these red antlers, he was more interested in playing with them in the office than he was wearing them. And I think they confused him a bit, so we got rid of them in short shrift, so he won't be wearing them again. I'm surprised that anal gland cleaning was included in sort of general dog grooming, so I would not be electing to have that. And I was slightly dubious about giving him a treat without asking me. But hey, it's one of those experiences, and I'm glad that I did it. I hope you enjoyed that, and I'll speak to you soon. This has been Paul Hopkins, VR Podcasting, with the latest audio advent for December the 7th. I'll speak to you all soon. Oh, and I'm still delayed on my train, by the way. But yeah, that's all right. Speak soon. Bye.
I wish you a hopeful Christmas. I wish you a brave new year. All anguish, pain and sadness, leave your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on